low ion.
Hi.
I'd like to talk to you a bit about financial markets, and presently I trade Forex futures.
Yeah.
And over the last number of this is pretty much so new with just Forex. I've gradually realized, as I got more into futures in a centralized market, that there are powers going on in the Forex marketplace that are beyond just technical traders. And I bumped into this gentleman named Steve Morrow online, and I attended a webinar. And he was mentored by somebody who was one, well, he says, was one of the elite traders who shared with him the market maker's sort of intraday Forex, I guess it would be the way they trade the Forex markets intraday, the upper people, and he says the creature from Jekyll Island, or whatever you want to call it. Now, I'd like to know more about how Steve Morrow is trading, and more history about Forex, and if there is an upper group who is controlling it intraday, and what the intraday cycle is, and the most effective ways to piggyback off the knowledge of how they're trading it.
Well, then, if you're gonna play it that way, we'd say play only at Deutsche.
Ours is a little different here.
You take 3 points and see what they're doing, where they are in proximity to each other. Those 3 points set a triangulation. Same way if you took a sine or a cosine of a rhythm, a logarithm.
Yep.
You would have a peak and a trough. And then you could set a theta baseline that then you could pull a different frequency from if you knew the high and the low and pull from that. That wavelength, you would find it to be repeating more times than not until something changes the sine or the cosine so that the peak's not as high or the trough's not as low, which makes a new mean derivative. That's a bad word, but you know what we mean.
Yes.
So we say take 3 points, find where you are within those 3 points. Then we say get with who's playing. Every transaction that's taking place now from an electronic transfer goes through this little tiny place called Maybank.
Okay.
So if you were to find out what exactly the interest yield on certificates of deposits were paying at Maybank, then you would know precisely a pulse of a tachycardia. Do you know tachycardia?
No.
Tachycardia is when you have an accelerated heartbeat or
okay.
rhythm. So if you know that the pulse is beating faster, you know something is afoot.
So true market in market depth.
Yeah. Well, that's right. But now that'll turn, if you play that the wrong way, that'll turn into one crazy line on your 4 computer screens that's supposed to tell you that the end is nigh. That's not what we're saying. We're saying just get what the pulse is. And find out, say, what the yield on CDs at Maybank are, okay? And then you have a set mark of where that is. In U.S. account, makes no difference. Then you start looking and paralleling those same accounts within your points of triangulation, and you'll notice huge, vast differences. For example, Great British Pound may be paying 2.5% interest. Yen may be paying depending on how many basis points you want to play it by, but within 50 basis points, you'll get a good feel, because they shift, but not quite as radically as, say, the Forex does on the board, okay? So you'd have those 3 points, and then you gauge what they're doing from Maybank, and then guess what? You play that, and play that, and play that, and you start connecting those stupid little lines on your stupid little looky box, and all of a sudden this magical thing will transfer. Meaning, the lines between, let's say, Great British Pound, Yen, and Yuan will cross. And the pinpoint, precise pinpoint place that those market yields cross, then you verify at that moment. Now, you know what we mean when we say that moment. Live trading at that 10-point stance of time, you verify at that moment, well, it doesn't have to be that moment, but you know when the event is, okay?
Yeah.
Once the event is known, then you gauge what the shifting is, and we don't really care which CD yield you go. You can go with a 7-day or a month. You don't want to go a year, because you know those are kind of divided and divisible by themselves to such a degree that it's kind of gray. But if you're talking about going long, long, long on a currency, then use the yield CD rate.
Okay,
what
so
you can
right now, all I'm really focused on at the moment is all intraday.
Fine, but this is how you gauge intraday.
No, exactly. So I was just saying, because you were saying long, long term. Now,
well, but that's going to change. Once you start hitting the number, you're not going to want to sit and masturbate on what happened in 5 minutes, what happened in 5 minutes, what happened in 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Those pennies won't make much difference to you. When you really start playing, you're going to want to take a position to hold for a year. Well, the whole wide world changes in 30 minutes. How can you successfully gauge for a year? But if you knew what the spot of platinum was going to be in 12 and a half months from today, by God, you'd consider it, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, exactly.
Well, that's what we're talking about. So once you get these lines to intersect and you start watching the shifts, now when we chose Great British Pound, we chose Yen, we chose Yuan, just because they seem to be what, hot, this absolute moment. I mean, you certainly wouldn't want to play with the Iraqi dinar or the Egyptian pound.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a given. But it most absolutely would give precedence to see what's going on from Syria to Jordan, because it would affect those shorts.
Okay.
Intraday. So play with what is. And it makes triangulation. If you don't know what triangulation is, look it up. You'll get more information of how GPS works. So what you're basically creating in your little computer world is you're basically setting a fractal. And that fractal then will tell you, like a GPS on your phone, where you are. Well, if you know where you are, then navigating from that point is seemingly effortless, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Same thing works on the Forex. If you know where you are, to figure out how you get there, a simple fractal with good triangulation will give you the blow-by-blow of where to get to. Now, it may call for 8 trades in a day, but every single step of those 8 trades will give you about a 1,000-fold increase.
Well, yeah, 8 trades, I mean, that's great. 8 trades is nothing compared to some
fractal.
Of stuff.
Well, but I know, but see, that's pissing awesome. In the wind. See, if you do it more than that, you're pissing in the wind. If you're making more than 8 trades a day, you don't know what you're trading.
Exactly, and that's ultimately why I feel out of sync with the true market.
Well, it is, because there is no true market. All you're doing is learning how to triangulate and applying a fractal that'll tell you where it's going to end up. So then the direction is only aligning your buy-sell into their pre-described fractal. And you do that by choosing 3 work. If you're doing currency, we do the same. We love it. We can do it with corn, pork belly, sugar, lard, gold, platinum, palladium, iridium. It really doesn't make any difference because it always works the same. Because you've now taken all the myths out of the mystery.
Yes.
Because those points of triangulation, it's a given as to what they are. Orders are placed, canceled, bought, and sold based on is. But now, you're an old hand at this. We've discussed isisms, to be or not to be. Well, if you're gauging everything of your reality based on what is, what better way to do that than by what is? Well, if you don't know what is, how do you get to where, how do you know where it's going to be? Well, if you get a gauge of what is, then with the triangulation and a little bit of a fractal program. Now, you may have to write this yourself, but you've done worse. I mean, it's not like you have to take up cobalt or anything to make it play. But we're talking a very simple, you know how you have the screen set up around you and everything? Somebody has flatulence and it moves the market and blah, 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 blah. Well, all that does is then scurry sells, holds, or trades, or buys.
Yes.
Those orders are based on what is. Well, with triangulation and when that shifts and changes, your computer screens will change. And then your green line, red line, blue line, they'll cross over and you set the little thing up for what you want it to do. And then the Forex is running what it runs. And you think you're live, but you're actually a little bit behind. They have to make room. They have to make room for the program trades. So if Deutsche comes in with $1 trillion and forces or pushes the move in the market, because see, if you're running $1 trillion, you get that a hundredth of a basis point moves your day.
Yes.
See? Because see, the numbers are bigger, so the margins don't require as much.
Exactly. Okay, so and there's less leverage involved as well.
Well, it's straight out. There, you, They don't run leverage. They don't run. That's what happened. That's what happened with Nations Bank, if you recall. They got to running around and deciding that their dick was the biggest one at the pool, and the next thing you know, one day they lost $1 billion. Uh-oh. Better call the railroad bank and see if First Union will merge with us. And that's how you ended up with your Bank of America.
Okay.
One fine day. So, if you don't run around telling everybody how big it is, you'll rarely have to show them.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing.
Certainly. Now, here's something else to absolutely focus on. Now, these are little aphorisms that'll help you when you're in the throes of orgasm. Pigs get fat. Hogs get slaughtered. We'll do it one more time. Pigs get fat.
Yeah.
Hogs get slaughtered.
Now, I would assume that you would prefer to be a pig, or would you prefer
unless you want to get slaughtered.
So there you go. So you prefer to be a pig if those are your two choices.
Mm-hmm. Well, all that does is sets a high and low.
Yeah.
See? Because this isn't Gordon Gekko trading you're talking about here.
No, I want to be able to approach with a method that...
Run $80,000 a day and call it even.
Yeah, starting to... Yeah.
Pay your tax, pay your pension, kiss the queen, shave the queen, call it a day.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, a lot of the intraday stuff that I'm doing now doesn't scale. Like, I couldn't make 50 grand a day with the systems that I'm employing now.
Of course. Unless you ran 10 of those same systems simultaneously.
Well, yes, exactly. But what I want is something that scales up to a management and increasing a $100 million account, you know?
Good.
Now, pardon me?
Good,
okay. because this...
We aren't impressed. I mean, if that's supposed to impress us, it'll take more than that.
I'm not trying to impress you.
Good. That's fine. So get yourself in it with a program with an accurate fractal, which you can do that in your sleep, and running the pinpoints of whatever points of triangulation you'd like to engage. We really don't care. I mean, you can go all the way to an Australian dollar, for Pete's sake, which doesn't mean much for anything, but makes no difference what you're triangulating. But then you'll know geographically where you are within that realm or range. Same way they track you on your cell phone. They triangulate it through three towers, and they can tell pinpoint precisely where you are. So much so that your phone then can tell you to get where you want to go, even if you don't know where you are, because your phone does. Well, if your trading account knew where you were, it could get you where you want to go just by turn left, turn right, 500 feet, stop, print slowly, buy a little here, sell a little here, check Maybank, what's Maybank move, short terms have moved, longs are short, call it over, yen's up, yen's down, Great British Pound's on the move, pound sterling is shifting, euro is gone, you already know that already, you don't have to be brilliant to figure that one out, dollar's up, dollar's down, Bernanke's soon going to run out of money to buy his own bonds back, which he shouldn't have the money in a clearinghouse to buy his own bonds. So that should give you weary, nebulous shifts. But you start taking those little tidbits, triangulate them out, and after a second, your little lines on your crazy computer screen will set your pro forma.
Okay.
Play that 30 days and start looking, and you'll look that you go, crap, if I'd have been playing this live, I would have been at $100 million. But we say don't do that in 30 days. You'll turn too many heads. Much better to sort of go slow and slow.
Yeah,
Step
I would agree.
Time, clear.
Now, in terms of a practical approach, right now I've got MetaTrader, and all I trade is like currency crosses. And in terms of software, or what capabilities do I have to, like, what's the actual mechanical approach to this process?
A risk migration system. We didn't say mitigation. Notice that?
It's a rift migration?
Yes. Not mitigation. Mitigation is what you do if you're not going to do well.
So what would that, like, what am I triangulating? I'm triangulating price?
Yes.
Okay, so, for example, let's take an example of three currency pair crosses. So I approach the market at, let's say, mid.
We didn't say pair crosses, we said actual currencies.
Now, how do
that
I...
That will set the swing. Once you know the swing, the crossing will take care of itself.
Okay, so how do I, when you say actual currencies, where do I get my quotes?
Forex.
So, like, but right now, if I have MetaTrader open, everything is just odd USD, Euro USD, Pound USD, Pound Yen. So should I use the dollar as my...
That's fucked up. That's gauged on, that's saying this currency is going to move based on the price of that currency. That's not what we're saying at all. A simple fractal would be if what's the spot price of a great British pound right this hot second. Bam. Your little lucky box will do that for you. I mean, we're not saying run that through any damn trading program because they're just going to obscure it. They're trying to sell you trading programs. We're saying get the spot price of a great British pound right at this second. We're saying get the spot price of a yen that same second. We're saying get the spot price of a yuan at that same second. And when you start that point, that becomes 3 points that you can work from. That within a fractal, that you can gauge your geographic location within those currencies of where they are precisely. Then wherever you are within that range, gauging from the whatever range prices that Maybank is trading or selling right this hot second, you then can say, aha, and you make one more pinpoint on the graph. And then you start adjusting at the next whatever you want to gauge it from. Then those shifts and things will shift. Those points and lines will go up and down, over and under, basically everything a rabbit can do to a stump. But those lines, if they're different colors, they're going to start merging. And when they all cross at that same point, then you have a new trajectory point. When they cross, that's a mark. That's where the bar, that's a measure, when you draw the line in the measure. And you do that for just a bit in time, and you'll notice that at 12.05, the Great British Pound moves 15 points most every day. So and you're going, holy crap, this has done this, and this has done this. Now, if you're talking about spots, and every time you turn around, how much you made or lost. See, they always end up at the end of the day up a little, down a little, over a little, under a little, because of program trading. But you're talking about spots from spots. Buying it at 153, I'm selling it at 158. There's your spread. Then if you know that's your mark, long or short, if it hits there, you're in like fleeing. Well, if you knew exactly how to, with a fractal, how to triangulate that position, just like your phone tells you exactly how to get to the next destination, so shall a simple trading program that does that. And you don't even have to be very intelligent to pull that one out.
Well, what I'm picturing as you explain this is I'm picturing a three-sided triangle turned upside down, looking down on it. Okay, from a bird's eye view above it. And what you're saying is you're going to have a center point that is going to be the result of your triangulation from the
may not be in the center. That's the point. If and where it is away from the skew of the center, where it is, it may not be exactly in the
center. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, you keep the center as your center point,
right.
And it is
okay.
Relative to that center point.
That's correct, because just like, okay, now your GPS, when you hit the app and say, where the fuck am I? Hello, phone, tell me where the fuck I am. Okay, your phone then immediately, with a fractal, hits three towers.
Yes.
Now, though, you don't have to be in the center of those three towers, but those three towers set up triangulation, and that triangulation then will pinpoint the distance from you to each one of those three towers
Yes.
Which then gives you, can give you latitude and longitude of precisely how you felt in that triangulated position.
Yes. Okay. So I understand the triangulation aspect.
Good.
Of it.
You do.
Now, so let's use an example of three different prices.
Good.
So, for example, each triangulation, what are the three components of each antenna or each satellite? Would
the
be
price.
The prices, correct?
The spot price, and those spots have to be calculated at the exact second. So you can do it from your past, okay? By the time you hit send on your cell phone, that's an ancient call. Yes,
so how should I how would I practically calculate this while I was trading?
Go back 5 minutes and get what the live spot price is. Well, actually, if you're going in the dead Forex, better go 7 minutes because you got that much fall. Go 7 minutes back, and then you could have an accurate mark of what those spot prices were. Make you 3 points. Then you can know where it's going based on interest rates of Maybank, because every electronic funds transfer that is done today in the world goes through that little bank in Kuala Lumpur.
So how do I get the information? How do I get Maybank's data?
Well, they have a website, maybank.com.
Okay.
And if you're working on a seven-day... If you're working on a seven-day, say, that you can pull up their site and you want to know what their interest rates are paying on a seven-day certificate of deposit for $100,000 or whatever you're playing, whatever you're working with money-wise, and whatever that spot yield interest rate is, that becomes a new mark. And you adjust, and then it's like the shampoo bottle. Do you have a shampoo bottle?
Yes.
Have you ever read the directions?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
It says rinse, wet your hair, and it says lather, and it says rinse, then it says repeat. And what you find is, here's what they don't tell you. If you continually did that like 3 times, 4 times, it takes less and less and less shampoo to create the exact same amount of lather. The cleaner your hair gets, the more you get good at this triangulation business, the less vigorous it takes to make the same amount of monies.
Okay. So
less shampoo, cleaner the hair, third time washing, it takes a tiny, 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 tiny bit of money or shampoo to create the identical amount of lather that it did the first time when you didn't know what you were doing.
Lather meaning return.
Yeah, vigorous.
Well, that's very, very good. So,
good.
So what
we're
you would do
you like
is, so let's get back to the triangulation point.
Okay.
So you would look back 7 minutes and basically see this change over 7 minutes to now.
No. Get the exact points of those three triangulation points, whatever those triangulation points are. And then once those are set, you know where they are. Now you started your graph so that your fractal can calculate it. And then what happens, you just let it roll. And then as they cross and over and cross and over and cross and over, from the difference, the ups and the downs, sets a sine cosine, just like your cell towers, to see how close or far you are from the connecting signal. The same way, if you go to make a call, it chooses the closest tower or the less busy tower to connect your transmission, vis-a-vis the fractal. So you just set that same mark, and when they cross, mark it again. When they cross, all three cross at the exact same instantaneous moment from that point further, future, then you know that sets a new point of triangulation. Then you recheck what the interest rates are because it's changed. Because the Great British Pound may shoot way up or way down for whatever reason. But that really doesn't matter if it has no causal effect on the yen or the yuan, if that's what you're triangulating. You see?
Okay, so what was the actual, let's say you've got, okay, right now I've got a piece of paper in front of me.
Yep.
And I'm drawing three dots on the page in the shape of a triangle.
Yep.
Now, those dots represent what in this equation?
Three prices, three accurate spot prices at the simultaneous time.
Okay.
Must be at the exact second.
Now, are these three dots, should they be on a graph?
No, just put them in your little looky box thing. Put in your little, run it like a fractal. That you basically, you're setting three, let's say if you're doing three logarithms. Do it
okay.
That way. That's the way your computer does it. Well,
do you mind if you use an example like let's use pound and U.S. dollar and yen.
Okay, fine.
So we would look at the spot prices for the pound, the U.S. dollar, and the yen, and those prices would be inputted into this equation.
Correct, like your trading screen. You know how it's moving through the day? It goes up and down and up and down based on what you're following that you're trading and working with that moment.
Yes.
Up or the down, that's the same linear frequency of what it's trading. Because when the price changes, the frequency changes, so the line goes up. When the price goes down, the frequency changes, so the line goes down. So you have a sine cosine setup. Simple mathematics.
Yes. So these so each dot will correspond to a price of a currency.
Yes.
Now, where do you move forward from there?
What's
and how do you
price?
Plot your actual?
Well, you don't plot them. They plot them. They are plotted. If you start off at this 12:01 p.m., the spot prices are boom, 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 3 points. Mark those at that mark of time, because you know how your screen moves as it goes through your day.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay, you mark those points. Well, from those points, those prices, they don't stay flat. They go up and down based on instantaneous supply, demand, market share points within a hundred or the thousandth basis point, up or down from that spot price, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, those lines that are created, when those lines all three cross, then that's a new point. That's new point. That's a new start over point. That means you go up. The rules have changed. All that they crossed. Boom. Here we are. Boom. When the lines cross. Now it may take a day for them to cross, but your computer would automatically, with a fractal, would keep track of that for you and let you know your position. And once your position crosses, sell. Or, based on what you're doing, it may tell you to buy. If the interest rate at Maybank goes up 5 basis points, then we would say buy. If it goes down 5 basis points, we'd say sell. And you play that within your computer programming because you're the computer guru. My God, you don't go to the bathroom without checking with your looky box now. So use that to serve you and change exactly what it is, and then boom, you can make the program do it for you.
Now, is this a risk migration an actual program, or are you just using it as a saying?
No, we're saying if you're smart, you'd write the program.
What would I write it on?
Your looky box.
Pardon?
Your looky box.
No, I know, but the program would be, does it just have to be a mathematical calculation?
Yes. Do it
like,
with a pencil.
For example,
do it with a pencil, sharp pencil and some good number two pencil and some pretty white paper. You can do it from there.
Okay.
But you
how
want lifetime,
long is
you want lifetime quotes. See, that's where your lucky box helps you. You want to play off the best that the chip body can provide. But now that's Bob 101. You know that. I mean, you don't have to be brilliant to figure that one out.
No, of course not. But the thing is, like, what would the actual calculation be? Like, where do I find where do I find the calculation? Like, I could open up and try and program this, but I'd be starting from sort of ground zero. I don't know where
to
begin.
Does the Forex, don't be fooling with the Forex if they won't give you live spot pricing.
Well, they give you live spot pricing.
Well, that's all you need.
But like right now, all I have is prices relative to a currency cross or a currency.
No. They go back based on the spot. That's not what we're talking about. That's what the blithering idiots are doing.
Okay.
Trying to make a program. They're trying to make a program.
Another market.
We're sorry. Go ahead.
I should get the spot price from a different market or a different data provider.
Fine. But make sure you get all three prices from the same geographic space and time. Now, see, for fun, if you're going to develop this, we'd say, why don't you go back 30 days? Ancient history. And you can do this same thing so you know exactly how it moves and what its causal effect is.
Yeah.
Now remember, don't go too far from the stream. If the medium is the message, you now know how it goes based on how it went. So you basically would be buying and selling based on how things, not how they go, on how they went.
Yes, just to test and run through the system.
Well, once it does that, then all of a sudden, lay your money down and see what happens.
So, the only thing that I'm not clear on right now is how you turn the three triangulation points into an actual decision to buy or sell. And
okay.
Also,
do you know how logarithms work?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll help you with that. Then that would be a bit confusing. Do you know a circle? Draw a circle on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Okay. Pick a point on that circle. We really don't care where.
Within it or around the perimeter?
On the perimeter.
Okay.
Now, if that pinpoint was fixed on that specific spot on that circle, and you rotated that circle, kind of like on the locomotives, you know, they have an arm on the train, and it turns, and then that stick that's attached to that wheel goes around, up and down, around, around, and around?
Yes.
Right? It's how they propel a locomotive?
Yes.
Well, if you did that in a computer diagram, what you'd notice is that if that were marking that circular spiraling turning, the wheels on the bus go round and round, you would notice that would set a frequency, a peak and a trough, on that wheel. Now, if you draw a line through the very center of that, you'd see the high and the low, correct?
Yep.
If you pull a cosine off of that peak and trough, or in this particular case, if you had three wheels that were different prices, you'd have three different peaks and troughs within the three currencies, would you not?
Yes, you would.
Well, where those intersected, what you call, if we were doing an EEG on you, those would then cross at the theta wavelength, or where those three sine cosines intersect. That's your field of play. That's your triangulation. Now, you're saying, great, Ion, you're so kind, you really made us smart, thank you so much, you old non-physical some bitch, you. Now, how does that help me? Okay, when the three sine cosines cross at the middle, okay, or neutral, when they intersect, we say at that moment, check what the price at Maybank has done, up or down, based on the span of time that you're gauging. If you're doing a 30-day trade, then get the 30-day rate. If you're doing a 7-day trade, do from the 7 day. And if you sent that one time through and wrote a computer program based on that information, which isn't very, I mean, it's no different than setting your Peapod to wake your ass up in the morning or afternoon, whenever you decide to get up.
The difference is I don't have much experience writing bare bones programming.
Well, this really isn't a bare, this is pencil and paper.
Well,
we're just saying if you apply it in your Lucky Box, it'll just make it, it'll think for you.
Could you run through the actual equation?
Well, we just did.
No, but in terms of taking the prices, like you would input that price into what equation, the three prices?
Oh, okay. You'd have, if you're going to have a triangle, A, B, C, okay?
Okay.
A, point A, point B, point C. You have three currencies. Choose the currencies. Input the currencies that you're dealing with. Because you don't have, you're not limited to three. You can have 100 of these working simultaneously. But let's just take three. Yuan, Yen, Great British Pound.
Okay.
A, B, C. In any order you want them to be in, just so you can tell the difference. We'd say make them be different colors so you know instantly. Because when this gets rolling, you see, it could be confusing if you didn't have a clear delineation of which was what. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Now, you set that up in your regular Forex trading account. You have these screens where everything's flowing. You have these crazy lines. They're going up and down and over and under and everything a rabbit can do to a stump. Right?
Right.
Well, all we're saying do is you set those 3 points as an ABC. Okay? Three at the simultaneous time. It has to be within a hundredth of a second, the price. The live spot price. But now, if you're going backward in time, that's a piece of cake.
Yes.
See? I mean, it's easy. Once it's done, once it's old school, once it's closed, they rarely change those once they've paid out on it or collected on it, you see.
Uh-huh.
All right. So once that you get those 3 points, then you start from those points, and then you make a line. Progressing through your day. That line goes down when the price goes down based on whatever the spot price, not against another currency. See, it stands on its own because in this particular position, you're not trading against another currency. That's where you're going to catch it in the rectum.
Uh-huh.
Your ass ain't sore. It'll get sore real fast, we promise. This has nothing to do with any other currency. You're setting a triangular point, triangulation point, just like your cell phone will triangulate wherever you are in the world geographically. Except Mumbai, and then it won't do so well there. They don't have good coverage. But it works in New York. It works in Chicago. It works in Toronto. It works in Saskatchewan. Okay? So, because it just uses whatever towers are. Well, whatever points you set is whatever they are. Then you go from those three individual points from your spans, what you're calling live time, forward. And as those prices go down, the line goes down. And as the prices go up, the line goes up. And when those three different colored lines intersect at a certain geographic point, that's where you draw a bar, a measure, and that's your field of play. You're done. Then you start over. When they cross and point exactly, that's your point. That tells you to sell if you're holding something or to buy if you're not holding something. And how much to buy or sell and at what price, you look at Maybank's spot price on CD rates. Because everything could be rolling along just copacetically beautiful, and then Maybank bumped their rate a bit, which affects every EFT transfer in the entire world. That's what Deutsche's looking at.
I understand some of it, but I'm just a bit gray on the physical process of what you do with the prices. Like, let's say can we use any number for examples? Like, let's say the U.S. dollar is at 20, the yen is at 40, and the pound is at 50. 5.
Got it. Those are 3 points. Draw a straight line on a piece of paper.
Okay,
put those in order, highest to lowest, if you want to.
That's now, still when you say straight line, does it have to be a diagonal line going from bottom left to top right, or just straight?
No, straight line. Three points.
A horizontal line.
Yes. And know that this is a triangulation position, so you'd have an A, B, and C. Okay?
Okay, and A, B, and C would be along the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Vertically. Because you're going to put this into motion the same way a fractal triangulates your position. It draws straight vertical lines and then sees where you are in perspective of those straight vertical lines. Well, from what you're doing, you can take those 3 points of a triangle and line them up, straight up and down. And then where they move from there forward will give you the same way as if you took those 3 points. Do you know what a spirograph is?
No.
Look up spirograph.
Okay.
And what it is it's like you have these little cogs and sprockets.
Yep.
And you put this thing on a piece of paper and you pin it down and you put your ink pen in the sprocket and you turn it around. And as it keeps making a circular motion, it creates a picture.
Okay, interesting.
Spirograph. Now what you're doing from a straight line, you're taking a triangle and then turning it clockwise. And each A, B, and C would be a different colored ink pen in A, B, and C, and turning it. Only your points aren't set by the spirograph. The points are set by the price, the live spot price of the currency.
Okay, so you're constantly taking the live price and comparing it to what it was when you originally plotted?
When they were at the exact same moment when you plotted those original prices.
Any shift
from those prices makes your line go down or your line go up. Let me see.
Okay, so right now, we're working with the 20, the 40, and the 55. Now, I've got a horizontal line on my piece of paper.
Yes.
Those prices would be plotted along that horizontal line.
Correct. Maybe go highest to lowest is fine.
Okay. And does it matter if you start all the way to one end, or should the horizontal line go from 1 to 1,000, let's say, and they would be plotted along that, or does it matter?
Makes no difference. Make the geographic distance between them be equal.
Okay.
Whatever that distance is, make them be equal. And you would gauge those distances by, if you're going to trade 8 times a day, you would put them within an eighth of each other. Okay?
Okay, so
one part to eight. Now, that's not critical, because the frequency that those lines are going to emit based on their new future live trading price really makes no difference, you see.
I wish you could see what I'm writing.
Well, we do, and it's not exactly correct. Think of what you're drawing is fine, but from the way your computer would, okay, you know what a fractal is?
Do you mind explaining, just so I'm totally clear?
Well, let's just make it easy. You could spend an hour right there. Look up fractal.
Okay.
And then you'll find out that what that is, it's like a funked out shaped antenna that attaches to your cell phone that you use to triangulate your position.
Okay.
Okay? So you can get real smart. There's all kinds of fractals, all different kinds. All we're saying is apply a fractal to your computer to do these calculations that you're working on right here from the sine, cosine. Three sines and three cosines simultaneously overlapped will intersect. And where they intersect is your trading day. Now, if that's 8 times a day, great, or if it's once a week, great. Makes no difference. Makes no difference. But what you're doing is you're noticing the intersections. Because when those 3 points intersect, then you not only know where you are geographically within those 3 points, they've now synced. So every wavelength frequency from that synced point forward will repeat every single time without fail or exception.
Wow. Now, you know, so basically
know what the Great British Pound will be April 2nd.
So the end result of this process is 100% trading?
Of course.
Wow. Okay. So it's a process worth focusing on.
If you want to, but see, there's enough empirical data that you can go backward and prove it.
Well, that's what I'd like to do first.
Of course. So and then take it live. Okay.
Exactly.
Take it live.
Go back. What should my back testing process be? Like the physical process. Like walk me through the physical process of what I need to do.
January 1st, 12 o'clock. Get the spot exact when the clock struck 12 exactly. Find out the price of 3 currencies you want to play with that you already like.
Okay.
Whatever they are, we don't care. You know, like I say, Iraqi dinar probably wouldn't be high on the food chain.
No,
Something that's available. All right. You find those 3 points and you plot them. And then you can check it in a week, a day, every day. You can check it any way you want to. All that data is old school. That is available.
Yes.
Just make sure that whatever, when you're matching, saying if you're going to do the price January 2nd at 12 o'clock, we don't care. Just make sure that all those prices are exactly at that time. The computer gets it exact. We would say within a second. That's how precise this is.
Is there a software, or is this code, is it already written somewhere that I can just go and grab it on the internet?
Not yet.
Okay. And is there...
But we must caution you. People do engage with us.
Repeat that for a sec.
We must warn you, caution you, that people do engage with us. So if someone else asked the exact same question, we'd give the exact same answer. And then,
okay.
So we say you can't go on your looky box and get it today, but that doesn't mean you won't this time in a month.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You may be looking at it on an infomercial on the next time you watch a little foreigner on your YouTube. Maybe it advertised that this is the new hottest thing since sliced bread.
Well, it depends who's talking to you, I guess.
Well, exactly. But here's what's great fun. If you figure this out, which is not very difficult to do because it's recorded, you can go back through and look up everything that you're trying to find out for yourself. If you figure out how this works, the last thing you're going to do is try to sell it to the masses. You're going to be a marvelous, selfish creator and hold it for your damn self.
Well,
I
wouldn't sell it.
Good. Oh, we don't care. We say good because we don't care.
Yes, exactly.
We're making a difference to us. I mean, it's just a little dab of money. I mean, it's for Pete's sake.
Now, do you have any ability to send me or direct me to exactly what you're talking about?
Well, we're going to send you a recording.
Okay. I meant other than the recording, because I'm just trying to visualize exactly what your perception of what I should be drawing is, you know?
Okay. Well, take a straight line, take 3 points. Adjust the lines appropriately for the price. When the lines cross, so it makes no difference if they go up or down, and they're not against anything, any other currency. Okay? okay? It's not the pound versus the dollar and what the price is. We're talking about what the actual spot price is, period. The live spot price. Well, when they go up and down and those lines intersect and cross each other, from a simple, basic, no different, be no difference if you did it with stocks and did it in a graph.
Is there a y-axis involved that they're plotted along?
Yes, that would be what you'd call time of day. Or your future from your past, or your past or your future, timing.
So let me just draw. I'm going to try. So does it look more like this? Would it be more like this, like 55 would be here, and then 40, and then 20, and then the line would end up like this?
No. The line would go straight up and down, and then you'd make a cross middle of that graph, do the three dots, and then draw a line perpendicular. So you'd make it like a graph, if that's what you want to do. Now, and if X is straight up and down and Y is horizontal?
I think it's the reverse, is it?
Makes no difference. Whichever way you want to do it, it's fine. Okay. Either way, it's fine. So therefore, then, the horizontal line would be future spanses of time.
Okay.
Okay? And that's your mark. And then you can gauge exactly. In 5 days, the lines crossed, all three lines went up and down, intersected exactly at the same point at some future space of time. That's when your cycle is complete. Then you start your cycle from there. Or when they cross, when they three points cross, if you own those positions, we say sell them. If you don't own those positions, we say buy them. And you go, well, that's great, Ion. That's about as much fun as a stick and eye. How much? Well, we say go to Maybank, see what their spot price is from the length of time that this cycle was, and any increase or decrease will tell you the amount to buy or sell, up or down.
Okay, so look at what I'm drawing now is basically the y-axis,
mm-hmm.
and then the change in price along time.
Correct.
And basically, you would be wanting to look for this point.
For the point, well, when the 3 points intersect, that's when it's time to make a buy or a sell order.
Okay, so. I guess, I mean, this is kind of an odd question to ask because I can't really perceive how you can, but can you see what's on my page now?
Yes.
Is this more like it? Like you would chart price along lines until all three intersect?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Okay, and then this horizontal would be your axis, would be your time.
Yes.
Okay, so January 1st.
And that's right. Now see how you're flowing on a little logarithm there. Okay. Now when they intersect, all 3 points cross, where one's gone down, the other's gone up, and they intersect. When they intersect, then you draw another vertical line. That's
like
a measure.
This.
Yes, straight up and down, just like your 3 points you begin with.
Okay.
Okay, now then that becomes a block. That means if you own up into that block, then you sell. If you don't own up into that block, it's a new day to buy.
Okay. So this, what is the significance? Now, would that mean that they are all trading at the same spot price?
No.
When they intersect, what would have to happen for those lines to intersect?
The 55 would have to go down to 30. The 20 would go up to 44. The 40 would go up or down. See, it's not about that they'd be the same price. Because we're not doing price, we're doing time. You see? It doesn't. Okay. It means
so
at that moment,
this, like,
at that moment, they would be crossing.
Now, when we're thinking about crossing, we're thinking about crossing, like, for example, this point, the point at which they cross, that point wouldn't be necessarily measured on the vertical axis at a price. Like, they don't need to be all the same price for them to cross, correct?
It would never be the same price.
Exactly. Okay,
right.
So...
Well, it wouldn't be very... You wouldn't have to do much trading if they were all the same. If the dollar, the yen, and the pound were the same price, we'd be having a different conversation. But
okay.
If they go up and down, that logarithm that you're creating with a sine cosine would then set, and those would interact, overlap.
Okay.
That's where the up and the down. That's what you're doing.
I'm going to go and try and get some more information on all these key terms, and then I'm going to see if Bob can schedule me in for another session.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We love to play all day, every day. It's very, very wonderfully delicious. Therefore, we are totally, deliciously, happily, forever incomplete.